Welcome back to 501CTV. I'm your host, Janelle Harris, and this is the podcast that talks to system change leaders, thought leaders, nonprofits, and nonprofit partners to find out what is new and exciting in our nonprofit world and shed a light on some of our awesome nonprofits right here in our backyard. And I'm very excited this morning to have in the studio with me Randall White and Edward Williams with A New Beginning Community Outreach. Hello, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Welcome. Hi. I'm very excited to have you both in here today. I've done a little bit of homework on the organization.
Yes. We're excited as well.
Yeah, and you guys are just doing awesome things and a lot to talk about today. So just to get started, maybe if you guys could just introduce yourselves. And I really always like to hear kind of the history and the background of how the organization got started. So maybe somebody could give us a little history lesson. That would be awesome, too.
Okay, yes. Howard Nickerson, he was a former ex-veteran. Mm-hmm. And he started it because he went through coming back from the military and not having the proper tools to deal with his issues, mm-hmm. and so forth. So he started a nonprofit organization called A New Beginning Community Outreach. Mm-hmm. It helps ex-veterans with housing, feeding, and to get the benefits that is due to them, because it's so much red tape. Yes. You go through to get what was promised to you. Mm-hmm. And so he started A New Beginning, and from there, his heart went out, our hearts went out, and we just started feeding everyone because, you know, it's so many other people.
Right. And how do you just say no?
Yeah, how do you
just
say no?
You're not a veteran, so no, I'm not going to help you. I totally get that.
Yes.
What year was that?
He started it in 2014.
Okay.
Yes. Awesome. So he started in 2014.
You guys are like 10 years in.
Yes, definitely. But unfortunately, Howard passed about 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
Succumbed to cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. And so we just been carrying the torch. Randy, Miss Lorraine, and myself has been stepping up to the plate, carrying the torch, and just trying to take it and taking it to the next level.
That's amazing. Okay, We started back in 2014, and you know, what are some of the programs that maybe you started out with, and where are we at now? What have we grown to?
Well, some of the programs we started out with just assisting, mm-hmm. helping them fill out paperwork and to get benefits,
sure.
really. And now we've involved with United Way and awesome. Other organizations to just have a Rolodex of things that in 24 hours we can turn around and
awesome.
get them housing for veterans and other things like that. Now we in the network.
Yeah, so what's, maybe so people understand, like, I'm a veteran and I'm done with my service, right? So I was stationed somewhere and I came back, mm-hmm. or I'm now just in regular civilian life, right? So
right.
What are some of the challenges that I face as that veteran?
Well, most times as a veteran, you faced just not knowing, because there is no real education to tell you on how it should be done. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, okay, just do this or just apply for your benefits. But
right.
again,
but
it
where
takes,
is that?
It takes more than just applying. It takes the being consistent with mm-hmm. calling, standing in line, emailing, texting, back and forth.
Sure.
And when you're coming from some of these places, because it's not everyone, but the one that has experienced the trauma. Mm-hmm. Because that's what PTSD does, you know, and it's hard for them to, you know, just stay and maintain and focus on doing the small tasks.
Sure.
You know, so that's what we do. We help them fill out the paperwork. We help them get the resources that they need and a counselor to walk them through their journey.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking, too. Like, there's a host of different, like when we say benefits to them, right?
Yes.
Like that could be so many different things, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like let's talk about some of those. What are some of the benefits that maybe are out there that they just probably don't even know are out there? That's part of the problem, right?
Right.
Because there's probably a whole list and a whole host of things, but like there's not like a handbook, like you said, where they're like, okay, thanks for your service. Now, like, here's all these things that you can do or that are available to you. Like, how do they navigate that? It's tough.
Well, they navigate that by simply going online to the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And that's then the from there, it will lead them to several other organizations, mm-hmm. Like United Way. United Way does that. They are great help in our community. And our contact over there is Miss Sweetie.
Okay.
You know, and she is amazing.
Awesome.
And we got another event coming up with them on October the 5th of this month as
okay.
well. But yeah, that's basically if you go to the Veterans Administration, but if you don't, or you don't have a computer, or
right.
you're homeless, or whatever, you can call our organization, and we can help you facilitate getting your benefits, or starting applying, and possibly getting home housing this right. evening.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too. Like, I would feel like, you know, there's probably, you feel sort of, like, overwhelmed, right? Like, where do you even go? Who do I talk to? So it's awesome. You guys provide that. You're basically like a mentor to kind of walk them through
Correct.
the whole process, which is awesome. Yeah. So that's like one side of it. But then you also have this like the whole like, you know, feeding people and taking care of other people that have other needs. So
yes.
kind of like right. two parts going on here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let Randy elaborate on that.
Yeah.
The feeding part.
Yeah. The feeding part is we help people and we allow people to come to the office and get a box of food and everything. You know, they might run short for the month.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come in the office and get a box of food that would last them maybe a week or whatever.
And where are you guys at? Are you in
Hollywood Boulevard?
That's right. You're in Hollywood. Okay.
Yes.
And
is
that our only location currently?
Yes, right. That's the only location that we're stationed at.
That's gotcha. The office.
Yep.
Yes, that's the office, but we are, we do allow people to come out. We're here at Brown's Temple Ministry at 1081 North Power Line Road, Pompano Beach, Florida.
Awesome.
We're there every Tuesday. They can come through and shop, go through the line, shop,
awesome.
Pick up whatever they want, they need to subsidize their meal throughout the week. Because it's tough. It's a tough, tough economy right now.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we want to do. We want to be the boots on the ground to help our community.
Absolutely. So, going back to like partnerships, United Way is awesome. As far as like feeding the community, what partnerships, like how do you guys source the food that you guys are
yes.
able to
Let's
give
talk
away?
About that.
Yeah.
That's
always
thing.
My question.
And
like, how do we do this?
Man, my thing is to give kudos to Publix.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Publix has been a tremendous help to a new beginning community outreach.
Oh,
man,
love that.
They have, they really, you know, set the bar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For us to mm-hmm. do what we need to do. We also have Wawa and
Key Food
as
okay.
well. And
my husband loves Wawa.
Yeah.
He's know, there yeah. a couple times a day.
Yeah, definitely. And every, unsheltered person love the Wawa sandwiches that they give
oh,
us,
my
that
goodness.
We give them it for
so
breakfast.
Good. Yeah.
They love them.
That's
so,
amazing.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Wawa for providing
great.
The sandwiches as well. And
so does Publix then, do they have like maybe like an overstock on some items that they don't shelve and then they call you guys and they're like, hey.
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering how this works. I'm
yeah.
like, what?
Give
us the background on
okay.
how this works.
Yeah, they have overstock on items.
Got it.
Or maybe items that they can, maybe dented, but it's still a good product.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't expired. And so they call us and we pick up the product. And I just want to say to the podcast land, I guess,
yeah.
community, we're in need right now of a truck because
okay.
we have an opportunity to a box truck, all right?
A refrigerator
box truck.
I got you.
All right, we are in need of
a regular box
and a regular box truck because Publix has said to us if we have a box truck, they can give us up to 10 pallets a day of food.
Whatever the truck can hold.
And that is, I mean, that would do wonders for our community.
That's huge, because I also think, like, I'm thinking immediately, I go to, like, fruits and vegetables, like stuff that's perishable.
Yes.
You want everyone to have healthy stuff, too, and you can't hang on to that long. So
yes. Right.
It's got such a short span.
That's the way we will be able to house the fruits and vegetables in a refrigerator at the warehouse.
That's amazing.
Until we can pass it out.
Okay, this is the wish list. Whoever's watching out there.
Yes, that is our wish list.
Let's help out. I'm also thinking, too, like, maybe you could, like, partner up with some other, like, organizations to do the same thing and, like, share. Maybe you could, like,
yes,
share.
And
we partner with the City of Hollywood.
We partner with the City of Hollywood as well.
And they're trying to help us out.
Okay, good. Yes. I love this.
They're trying to find us a location, another location.
A bigger location.
Bigger location so that we can put a walk-in freezer and do that type thing.
That's amazing.
But again, you know how that goes. Uh-huh. It's election season.
Exactly.
And everybody's
busy.
But again, we don't want that to be a hindrance to what our community, what we can do, because we are the people. Yep. When we come together, we being the people, and place our resources with people that is on the ground, and you see them out there week after week after day after day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That is a better bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And just like anything, it's coming to the end of the year. Everybody needs their tax deduction. So again, think about us.
Good timing, yeah.
You know, think about us and think about all the people you see lined up that's homeless. Again, I want.
Well, we have a lot of people that's not homeless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again.
And that works every day, but short.
Yes.
Absolutely. I hear about it. I read about it. I have so many nonprofits that come on here. And, you know, the reality of the situation is, you know, it's not like there's one type of person that this affects. This is everybody.
Everybody.
Somebody loses a job tomorrow.
Exactly.
And something that changes your whole landscape on your family and everything. So I 100% get it. And I this makes me, like, so happy that you guys are, like, able to do this.
We don't turn anyone away.
Yeah, we don't turn anyone away.
So if you come and you have money and you're still in need, we still going to supply you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, you know, you hear horror stories. I mean, you hear it's all over the news. It's the economy. It is what it is. During COVID, it was even worse.
Yes.
Thankfully, we're out of that. So I think that's so cool. I love, like, all the community support. That always makes me super happy when I have my nonprofit friends in here. I'm like, oh, yay, okay, good. Everybody's working together. It's at the end of the day, it's the common, you know, we're just
common
here to
help
our community, because when everyone in the community is doing good.
We have a couple of churches that supply us with food to help.
You want to name them?
Give them a shout out.
Friendship Baptist Church.
I love that.
Ebenezer Church.
Okay.
And Daniel. So they help supply with food.
Perfect. Is there any other things that you guys need, like volunteers, donations?
We need volunteers. Everything helps. Everything helps. If we can get more volunteers, if we can get some nice donations and stuff, we'll be able to supply more people needs.
Yeah. So tell me, like, you know, running a nonprofit like this on a daily basis, what's, like, the biggest challenge? Daily, what's a daily challenge that you guys face?
The daily challenge that we face here at New Beginning is funding.
Yeah.
Again, we still have to keep the lights on. We still have to run to
pay the rent.
Yeah.
Phone bill.
All the basics.
Yeah, all the basics and gas money and everything else that goes with picking up food and running back and forth. So those are the biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the small donations, getting companies to donate is the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
But when we look at the food and the other things, we have that down to basically a science right now, because of Publix and others that's given us the opportunity to do more in our community. And so, that's the biggest challenge, I would say.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So let's go back for a minute to the veteran side of the house.
Okay.
You brought something with you today that I really want to talk about, because it's very exciting.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to let you talk about this book.
Okay.
So we're talking about funding and raising money and all that. So yes, this is a really kind of unique take on things, and I want you to talk about it.
Yes. Okay. This is the book for everyone that's out there in podcast land.
Yes.
It's called "Do You Really Appreciate Our Service?" It's from a military standpoint. For me, I am the author, Edward Forty Williams.
Bravo. Yes, how many people can say they wrote and published a book?
And
that's awesome.
Have a bestseller as well.
That's amazing. You know, I think it's great.
But yeah, you know, but again, getting back to this one, I spent over 100 hours speaking with veterans down to the Veteran Administration down in Miami, doctors, nurses alike, to write this book, to come up with what's going on, what their needs are, and how to tackle PTSD. Again, it's from a standpoint of relating when your cousin, uncle, or brother comes back from the military, and sometimes we just say, oh, he crazy.
Right.
Or
he's fine. He'll get over it.
Eventually. But again, we must sympathize with him because understand, you know what I'm saying, that he put his life or she put her life on the line so that we can enjoy and afford the freedoms that we have here today to, be on this podcast
and talk about it.
Enjoy Frappuccino, Starbucks coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. All the good things that we enjoy,
you know what I'm saying? 1,000%. Again, so we want to help, you know what I'm saying, them so that when we pass down the street, we see them, but it don't register.
Right.
This book sheds light on that, and it is a great read. I'm just not saying it for myself.
I cannot wait. I'm going to devour this book and read it because I think it's really unique too. You know, there's a lot of books out there written from the military person's perspective.
Correct.
From their first person perspective.
Yes.
I think this is so important.
Yes.
To have that voice and be able to really support them once they're back.
Yes, yes,
from
yes.
From all of those other perspectives yes. that you just named. So.
Yes. And the good thing is we're trying to sell a million books. That's our campaign, to sell a million books.
I love this.
So that the funds can be used to buy a hotel to house veterans and get them the mental health get them new job training skills to have them reintegrate into our community.
Successfully. Again, successfully. With all the resources, it all comes back together. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So our game plan is to put together a 6-month program, 6 to 8 months, 12 months at the max for those that don't transcend as well, you know what I'm saying? That may be a little slower.
Sure.
But to stay in the hotel, to get themselves together, start getting a job, start transitioning, and then go into affordable housing.
And that would just be so amazing because it's like the focus is all on them and it's everyone with kind of the same, the camaraderie, everybody's in it together.
You
can imagine like all the veterans living together in one place. Everyone kind of feeling like a sense of belonging, like they're going through it together, they're not alone.
Yes.
All of those like great things that would
great
be
things.
So,
yes.
so, so yes. good. Okay, so where can we find the book and buy it?
You can find the book on Amazon.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying? Just Google it on Amazon. Do You Really Appreciate Our Service by Edward Forty Williams. It will pop right up. Or you can call the office. If you call the office and buy it direct from us, we will give you a tax deductible slip. So that is a great subsidize for any business that wanted to buy 10 copies, 15 copies, 20 copies.
That's so smart.
Again, we just thank United Way for committing to buy on their next budget, to pass out to family members as well.
Yes.
So we just want more organizations to step up, step in, and just do the right thing for our veterans. Because, again, when we see our veterans on the street homeless like that, it doesn't encourage other veterans to go into the military. So, therefore, it's the trickle-down effect, and now, it's the draft coming back and this, that, and other, what I'm saying? But, again, if we treat our veterans right, we are the greatest nation in the world right now. So we should, do what we're doing. If we spend half of the money that we send abroad on taking care of home.
Absolutely.
It'd be a good thing.
Be in better shape.
It's amazing. Yes, yes, I love this. I'm gonna like throw this out on my Facebook to everybody. I can't wait to go in and get my own copy. But what a great idea. To your point, I didn't even think about that. Like, for companies to buy these, like, for their employees. Like, it's just, you know, it's important. Because we do have, I will say, like, I know, like, in Palm Beach County, at least, like, around here, there's a lot of really great companies that are, like, we love our military, we support our military. Like, what a great idea.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, this makes me really happy.
Right,
I'm excited.
Right, definitely, definitely, definitely.
We're going
to
put that up.
And for those that want to buy direct, they can call the office at 954-589-5767. That's 954-589-5767. And we would definitely provide you with an autographed copy and a tax deductible slip. So you get two for one. Yes.
Maybe I won't buy it on Amazon. Maybe I'll call and just get it from you. So I get my autographed copy.
No doubt. No
I know where to find you now. So when I get my copies, I'll have you sign them.
Definitely.
Okay. So we're running out of time because this is what happens.
Yes.
But I love this. I love all the passion that you guys bring. I can see it. I can feel it. What events do you guys have coming up that we want to know about? Anything that you want to highlight coming up?
Yes, for all the Palm Beachers here in Palm Beach, we're going to be at Community Church.
Okay.
All right. On Saturdays, we're going to start next month.
Okay,
being at Common Ground Church, we'll be there every Saturday, with Shower Love. We're passing out just hygienes. And snacks.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I've
heard of them. Shower of Love. Okay, amazing. I love that for the Palm Beachers.
Yes.
And then you guys, of course, you mentioned earlier you had your.
We'll be in Pompano as well, starting the 24th on Tuesday from 10 to 12, passing out food. So for those that need to subsubsidize their weekly food, they can come out and just shop with us.
I love it. Okay, so before we go, I always like to end. I want to hear like one really great positive story. So like, tell me about like, I know it's hard.
It's hard.
This is also like, how many years have you been doing this? I mean, it's like a long time. But like, give me one good story of like a person that comes to mind that is just like, has been like really inspiring and what keeps you going and wanting to do this.
Well, one person that comes to mind was, a lady that came to take a shower with us. She had four kids in the car, six kids in the car, and she didn't have the necessities. The shower was closed, so we was able to allow them to open back up, take a shower.
Awesome.
But then, where she stayed, where she resided, she didn't have any running water.
Okay,
and so we were able to, help her get her water on and take her a little bit of necessity, give her some food in the house, for the sake of the kids. So those are some of the things that we do out of our own pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Provide them with some kind of subsidies. And I mean, it's so many stories.
So many.
And every week we try to do what we can, And, with money out of our pockets, what we do to just do, because it's all about the kids for us.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it's hard to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to see that. So she was happy. They were happy. And, we've just been checking on her as well.
They'll remember that, though. They'll be like, somebody helped me. And then down the road, you hope that,
Yeah, definitely.
If they pay it forward when they're older, and that'll stay with them. So it's so great for them to see that. And it's just a good thing to do.
Yes.
It's just the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
It's just the right thing to do.
Every week is a new family.
Every
week is a new family.
Yeah.
Which is like, again, it's just, it's everywhere. It's
everywhere.
It's all around us. It's our neighbors. I think about going to Publix. Like, it's everybody. We're all together. And,
somebody
in Publix today, they're going to need help one day. And,
I'm
so thankful that we have so many organizations like you guys out there that are able to do this and help everyone in our community.
Yes.
So I thank you for that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Anything else you want to leave us with before we go? I really appreciate you guys being here.
No, we're just looking for help, looking for more sponsors and stuff to donate.
And trucks.
So we can do more.
Yes, we definitely need those trucks.
And box trucks. Yes.
The refrigerated truck, the box truck. We need both so we can be able to get more food to help more people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Definitely. Well, I really appreciate you guys being here.
I appreciate you inviting us.
You guys
are
awesome.
Thank you.
It's really appreciated. Yeah, of course. Wednesdays are my favorite day.
Oh, yeah.
I meet the best people on Wednesdays, like just the best, most giving people.
Definitely.
The book, everybody, like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's get the book.
Let's sell a million copies. Let's sell a million copies again.
Make the movement right now.
Make the movement. Sell a million copies. We can do so much, you know, for our ex-veterans right now if we can just sell a million copies. And it's a very educational, again, it's very educational. It's a great read. As well.
And make your kids read it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Read it, pass it to your kids, and then make everyone in your family buy a copy.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, well, we're out
and
of
pass
time.
It out as gifts as well.
There
it's Christmas
you go.
Coming
That's
up,
what I'm
so
saying.
That'd be a great gift.
That's a great gift.
The gift of giving.
I love
give
it.
Give back.
I love it.
All right.
All right, you guys. I appreciate you again. Thank you so much. If we want to find you guys on social, are you guys on like Facebook
yes,
and Instagram?
Yes, we're on social media.
Okay, they're on all the socials.
We are on all the social media.
We'll put all that up too.
Yes, yes,
all your
yes.
Links.
And you can go to AMBCRINC.
Okay. Like a new beginning.
Yeah, a new beginning community outreach, Inc., INC.com is our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to our links from there to our social media pages.
Okay, awesome.
And so forth. So
and that's where I was. I checked out your website.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, you guys, that's it for our time here on 501CTV. It really does go quickly, but check out everything that Randall and Edward are doing. Such amazing stuff right here in South Florida. And support them in any way that you can. And a special thank you today also to Kana House Studios, Wellington's first and only social content creation studio. And we will see you next time here on 501CTV.